Governor Rick Scott wants to boost the state's K-12 education spending by about $400 per student. Included in his $1.2 billion proposed increase is the $480 million the governor previously announced to fund a $2,500 pay raise for full-time Florida teachers.
I support students. I support teachers. I want to make sure that just like I had the opportunity growing up, I had the opportunity to go to a good school so I could get an education so I get a great job. They're clearly connected.
Enrollment in the state's public schools is expected to increase next year by around 30,000 students. And Scott wouldn't say whether funding for those extra students is included in his billion-dollar proposal. But not everyone is impressed with the governor's plans. Senate Minority Leader Chris Smith says while he is encouraged by Scott's efforts, the governor's planned teacher pay raises and more money for education amount to an admission that Scott's earlier policies, such as cutting $1 billion from public education and mandating teachers and other state workers contribute to their pensions, were wrong.
It's great to do it, and trust me, I wish it was more, but because he's done things in the past to them, it's not really putting them ahead. It's bringing them to possibly where they were when he came into office. And to have this sudden epiphany, to me, you know, reeks of election years coming.
And the legislature's top leaders, House Speaker Will Weatherford and Senate President Don Gates, say while they applaud the governor for his efforts, they're cautious about making guarantees. Weatherford says the state doesn't have an extra $1.2 billion in surplus, and in order to get to that figure, there will have to be cuts in other areas.
But we're going to take his budget very seriously. We're going to look at it critically. We all want to pay teachers more. We all want to fund education better than we have over the last few years. We do have more revenue. But let me be clear, our budget surplus is breathing room. It's not enough room to put your feet up on the couch.
And Senate President Don Gates warns that any extra money lawmakers may think they have for the upcoming year could disappear quickly if Congress can't reach a deal on across-the-board federal budget cuts slated to go into effect in the next few months.
If that happens, God forbid, if that happens, if the Congress and the President can't get together and do the right thing, then Florida's face could be forced down into a pool of red ink. And the money that people have already mentally spent about 32 times will disappear in an instant.
Scott's education funding proposal would increase the individual student spending amount to about $6,800, the same level it was during the 2006-2007 school year, according to the Florida Department of Education. The state's peak education funding came in 2007-2008 at about $7,100 per student. The governor will begin rolling out the details of his budget Thursday. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatter in Tallahassee.